Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Scott Patterson is our guest. He's the author of the book, The Quants. Ladies and gentlemen, find this book. You can read it. If I can read it, you can read it. I promise you. And you'll find it fascinating, and you'll be a lot more, you'll understand a lot more about what's happening out there in the world in these areas that you and I have little control over. You'll start to see how the things that people are doing, as you read about it in the paper, as you see it out in the marketplace, some of the things that are happening, we've got to know more about these things. And one example, Scott Patterson, of what's happening to deal with these financial innovations and what caused us to have this financial meltdown is this commission, the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission. Mm-hmm. And so I know you've been tracking them. Mm-hmm. Do you think that they even have on their radar screen the innovations, the quant innovations that could come up in the future? And you think that there's anything that they're doing that would make them recommend that we monitor and maybe subdue these innovations? What do you think?
Well, what I've heard about what's been going on with the commission is that it's been bogged down a lot.
Imagine that. In Washington, how could that be?
Yeah, exactly.
What a novel thing to happen. How could that be?
It's really fascinating when Wall Street and Washington clash like this. It's like matter and antimatter.
Right.
But one thing I've heard is that they're just really baffled by the complexities of the issues that they're dealing with. So I wish they would all read my book.
Again, no big surprise.
Yeah, I mean, I really think that Wall Street has been able to hide behind its own quant complex machine in a way.
So the Oz, you're talking about their Oz behind their curtain?
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah. I tried to pull the curtain back a little bit on what's going on. And there's a history to all of this, and if you, my belief is that if you can follow a history, you see where things were simple, the original idea, and then other people come along and make it more and more complex. But really, the idea is often very simple, and usually the idea is to, lace the pockets of the Wall Street bat cats.
Right, right.
Alan Greenspan testified before this commission
yesterday,
and he's recommending that Congress mandate that banks have much bigger capital cushions.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's a good idea.
That's more of treating the symptom instead of the disease, isn't it?
Well, I think that you're going to need a simple solution, because if things become complex, they're going to find a way around it. But I also feel like capital cushions this is something that the quants love to work with, because they create methods to make it look like there's more capital than there actually is.
Yeah, like off-balance sheet assets.
The off-balance sheet assets, you can hedge an asset with something like a credit default swap, and if you say you're hedged, that means you can this is the origin of the credit default swap, actually, is hedging against liabilities on the balance sheet of a bank. So if you hedge those liabilities, you can write more loans, basically.
Well, see, now you're getting into the weeds, and we just lost three people in Peoria. But Scott, the question is, well, do you think... Why don't you autograph a copy of your book and send one to each one of the members of the commission? They need to read your book, Scott.
I really think they should. I know that a few senators have, and they've told me it helped them understand what happened.
Well, the commission issued your book.
People in the SEC have read it and think that it helps clarify.
Your book should be there. We should be that commission's Bible. So, all right, so here's give us an update. Do you feel that we're any safer from the quants? And folks, it's not just the quants, as we pointed out. It's a lot of folks, but the quants are the guys manipulating the dials in the technology innovations of financial instruments. Do you think we've learned anything? Are we any safer from the quants than we were before, or less?
It remains to be seen, but I've been somewhat disappointed by the reaction that I've heard from the quant world to my book. They claim that I'm exaggerating or making things up, and so that kind of leads me to believe that they haven't learned the lesson.
Sounds to me like you're being successful then.
Yeah. Well, I've created some enemies that
Only thing would be for your book would be if they came after you or something, which I wouldn't want that to happen. But anyway, hey Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today. Keep up the good work.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
The book is The Quants, available wherever books are sold, and Scott Patterson is the author. It's outstanding. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.